Good morning. It is Monday, March the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Delighted to be with you the second day of March. And let's dive right in. It's Monday. They're not the Monday blues, but they could be the Monday struggles. There's a difference. So let's get our coffee. Let's open our Bibles. And let's wake up together to Jesus. That's what we're doing here. Every single day, we have to wake up to the day. Our bodies have to wake up. We've got to just get going. Same thing, our souls. We got to wake up to Jesus. We don't want to sleepwalk through another day, especially this one. So, consecration. You ready? Deep breath. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just a special word of greeting. If anybody has the Monday blues, it's going to be all you kids out there who are getting up and going to school today. And I see you riding in the back of that van with your mom or your dad, or maybe you're in a truck, or maybe you're wherever, but you're probably on your way to school. And I just want you to know, I see you back there, and I got good news for you. Spring break is coming. Okay, just hold on. You're going to make it, and it's going to be worth it. And it just gives me joy to know that I'm talking to you. To a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old and a college student and young mom. And I just see you all out there. I know I'm talking to grandparents and parents, talking to people on their way to work, people maybe just getting off the shift and they're on their way home. But, we need each other. We need Jesus together. That's why we say that we in the consecration prayer, because it's not just me, it's us. So how about we dive into today's entry? Let's get the Word of God open and let's win this Monday. Today's entry is entitled More to This Life. Our text is Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. I know I quoted that a little bit different than what's seen in the wake-up call entry. I call it the OG NIV. And the one I learned it in, this is a core text for me. And I just thought, even as I was going through it, there's some of you who haven't yet landed on a new word from God for the new year, 2026. It's not too late. There's so much more of the year ahead of us than behind us. This could be that word. I commend it to you. It is so core. Philippians 3, verses 10 and 11. And if you want to go with the version I gave, which I think is the best one, that is, that's the NIV 1984, the OG NIV. All right. Now consider this. I'm still thinking about the overlap of those two circles from last week. You remember the two donuts. You're still thinking about them too. Remember, we labeled the left-hand circle knowledge and the right-hand circle knowing. Of course, there are there are other possible labels. Here are a few. Left-hand, information. Right-hand, revelation. Left-hand, religious practices. Right-hand, experienced relationship. Left-hand, a PhD in donutology. Right-hand, six donuts later. Left-hand, knowing about Jesus. Right-hand, actually knowing Jesus. So here's how I would label the overlap between the two circles. Awakening. Surprise! Awakening. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was back in my law school days when I was searching for the way forward. I was driving down a country road with the windows down, probably because I was running out of gas, and Dad always taught me when the needle gets down on empty and the light comes on, you better turn off everything in the car, air conditioner, radio, all of it, to get where you're going before you run out. Well, I didn't have the radio off because Stephen Curtis Chapman was singing. He was singing a song that was new at that time, More to This Life. And in that song, he reflects on watching people walk by. He says, "Today I watched in silence as people passed me by. And I strained to see if there was something hidden in their eye. But they all looked back at me as if to say, life just goes on." The lyrics deeply resonated with me and reflected what I was seeing around me, even to some degree feeling within myself for sure. Everyone and everything around me seemed to lack meaning and purpose and destiny. Most people around me were just trying to keep up. Same with me. Did I mention I was in law school? I was also, they were trying to keep up. And the rest of the people who weren't trying to keep up were like laboring to get ahead. But for what? I kept asking myself. They had lost the movement of life and were just going through the motions of it all. That's when I heard the chorus to the song. And it cries out that there's more to life than just getting by or getting ahead or getting everything you want. This song became the seed of my awakening. He would sing, "Oh, there's more to this life than living and dying. More than just trying to make it through the day. More to this life. More than these eyes alone can see. And there's more that this life alone can be. That song became the seed of my awakening. I'd been in church all my life, appreciative of it, yet not markedly impacted by it. I had enough knowledge about God, and I had religious practices. The problem I had is I only knew what I knew. I knew going to church and reading my Bible, or at least a shallow devotional most mornings. I knew trying harder to do more, to be better. I knew what most people I knew. I knew a form of religion without the power. The other problem I had is I did not know what I did not know. I didn't have a category for a real, living, and dynamic relationship with God, or an experiential faith, or the dramatic reality of knowing Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Or I didn't know most of the things the New Testament describes as the Christian faith. Something tells me at least some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And more of you once camped out there with me for longer than you care to remember. There's another word I might suggest for that overlap, right, of the two circles, the two donuts. It's the condition preceding the reality of awakening. Holy discontent. I know, that's two words. Holy discontent. Holy discontent is the sense of having a splinter in your soul. You know, you just trying to get it out. You know it's in there. You can't quite get to it. It's driving you a little bit bonkers. You know there's more than you got. You know there's got to be more, and there's more than you got. And that's what awakened in me that day, that I was driving down a country road and heard that song, "More to This Life Than Living and Dying." More to this life than just trying to make it through the day. More to this life than just living for the next big game or the next big vacation or you just fill in the blank. But the bigger question is, so what? So what? So what if there were more to this life? Even your life, more than just more of what you already have and know. Would you want it? we're edging into the big question. Jesus asking, would you want it? Let's pray. Our Father, how we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you are the more to this life. And we want more of you. Come, Holy Spirit, and fully awaken me to the more that you have for me. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple of journal prompts. Have you ever sensed or do you know that there is more to life than you presently know or experience? And where have you sought to find that more? That's a question. Where have you sought to find that more? Second home, third home, fourth home? Nothing wrong with having more than one home. But that's not going to be where you find the more. Better vacation? Marriage? Okay, good as it is, you can find a lot in marriage, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer. But that's not the more that is the more to this life. Yeah, you're going to need it there. Here's the question. Do you think Jesus could be the more? Are you ready to cross over from knowledge about him to actually knowing him? That doesn't mean learning more about him, okay? That's the temptation and the trap. Just keep doing more of the thing we're doing, expecting to get something new out of it. Here's the secret. You just get very real with him. That's what Paul was doing in the Bible, in our text, in a letter to the Philippians. I want to know Jesus Christ and the power, he says, of his resurrection. I don't want to just know it as something I say in the Apostles' Creed or something I believe in my head. I want to know the power of his resurrection. Kids, you can know the power of Jesus' resurrection. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead would live in you. Just needs to wake up. You just need to wake up. And the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. You know what? He'll take what you're suffering through and he'll bring it into the fellowship of his suffering, and he'll begin to give meaning to your suffering that you can't make sense out of. Not saying he's going to say, here's the reason. I got a reason for that. No. No, he's going to say, I'm in it with you. I understand. I know what you're going through, and we're going to go through this together now. That's fellowship. I'm going to show you what it's like to be me as I learn from you what it's like to be you, because I already know. Becoming like him in his death, which means letting go of all that is broken about our life. And somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. It's like all this in forever. Yeah. All right. I could go on all Monday morning. You know that. I'm way past. I'm over time. We're going a little long this morning. I hope the car line just kind of goes slow for you kids today so you can sing with me and Dad. But that's where we're going now. Let's go sing together on this Monday. All right, everybody, it's Monday. It's a new week. It is a new month, March the 2nd. You know what March the 3rd is?
March 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's birthday.
Who?
Yours.
That's my birthday is tomorrow, guys. And I will be 59.
59.
So,
easing on up there.
One more day of me being 58 and you being 85. Because that's been a special time. I think these songs have had something to do with that. Well, we're going to sing out this Monday. This is a wake-up song. And, you know, that's what we've been talking about in the entry today, was more to this life. Like, sometimes I think we just have a blurry view of Jesus, or we see him in black and white, and something happens, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, I can see clearly now. I stand amazed. What are we singing today?
I stand amazed in the presence.
Yeah, so we're going to sing that one today. You probably know this one, and bring joy to our hearts. You ready? I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, on my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore my burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Last verse.
When with the ransomed in glory, his face I last shall see. 'Twill be my joy through the ages to sing God's love for me.
Oh, you got church.
How marvelous, how wonderful, how I saw shall never be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
You hadn't sang that one in a while, have you?
I haven't. That's the first time for me.
Well, it won't be the last time.
No, that's how I like it.
And
moves right along.
Moves along. We've got good work to do today, guys. There's somebody in your life. I just want you to, before we break, just to ask the Lord, say, who would you have me to reach out to today? And be ready to write down that name or names. He'll bring them to you. It may be somebody you'll already see in the course of the day, maybe somebody you hadn't seen in years, but pay attention. Trust that this is how he's leading you. You know, it might be somebody that you've had a broken relationship with, and it's not worth it.
That's over.
That's over. Let it go. And just make the reach. Send a text. Make a call, write an email. Just do it. That's sowing for a great awakening. And it always starts with me and with you. So gather your seeds up. There's good to do in this world today, and people are longing to see it. They're longing to meet up with Jesus, and you are going to be the person that he encounters them through today. So
it'll change your life.
It really can be that simple. Just you being awake and alert and moving toward them, as Andrew Forrest teaches us.
Because they're not looking for it.
Go first. Love goes first. All right, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you on the field. Get your seeds, guys. Here we go.